Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast will definitely contain naughty words and spoilers. Welcome back. So after last episode, which was pretty hardcore, we've gone for something completely different.
Completely the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah. Wow. We watched Super Mario Bros.
Super Mario Brothers. Okay. There'll be a lot of disagreement on Mario, I feel.
We just said Mario.
Mental.
Maybe it's just the Essex thing, I don't know. Mario.
Oh, Mario.
Oh, that's why I said the only way is Essex. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, this was made in 1993.
It is aged so well.
Mm. Yeah. So a little synopsis on the film is Brooklyn plumbers Mario and Luigi get a shock of their lives when they discover a parallel world populated by the intelligent descendants of dinosaurs. What the actual fuck?
My favourite thing is on the cover of the DVD, there's a review from, I think it's the Daily Mirror, and the reviewer referred to it as a mix of Star Wars, Indiana Jones and Blade Runner.
Which is none of the above.
And it's literally a mix of none of those films.
I don't actually even know.
Not even remotely.
What the fuck this film falls into? I honestly spent the whole time wondering what on earth I was watching.
It's unique.
Is a word for it, yeah.
If we're going to be polite, it's unique.
Jesus. So, weird thing about this whole film is there's some really famous actors in it.
Not just famous actors, but like really actors. Talented yeah. actors, yeah.
So they obviously had some hope for it. And
when you watch the film as well, like they hired these actors, they had big hopes for it. Then, as you say, they read out the plot of people descended from dinosaurs. I'm sorry, and what Super Mario game did that happen in? Fucking none.
How do they descend? I don't know what I watched. I was confused by Inception, but this possibly confused me a bit more.
Definitely.
Very confusing. So Mario is played by Bob Hoskins.
Yep.
And Luigi, it didn't twig straight away who it was. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, it's Tybalt!
Because he's so young. I can never say his surname. Is it John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
He looks about 12.
Yeah, he's really young.
He's so young.
Suze. It starts with the awesome. This is why I had kind of, it hit me on a high. I was like, do you know what? The music sounds like the game.
Yeah, it's got the proper game music to open up.
It's based like on the game, right?
Right. Wrong. Wrong.
So it opens with like this woodscape and you see these like dinosaurs.
Like proper 90s video game graphics as well, which is pretty cool.
And then you see a skunk. And I was like, what the fuck is there a skunk? But the whole time you're watching this weird thing play out in front of your eyeballs, you've got a voiceover of like a Brooklyn accent.
Yeah. Like a New York accent.
Yeah.
I imagine it's supposed to be Brooklyn.
I'm not too sure. I don't know. And then the dinosaurs start talking, and I was like, I'm actually living for that. That's pretty funny. Because it looked ridiculous. And it says Brooklyn 65 million years ago. A comet crashed into Brooklyn.
Yep.
Wiped out the dinosaurs and made a parallel universe. Of course.
Because why wouldn't it?
Yeah. And basically the parallel universe is trying to find a way of coming back.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. So I was like, what is with the accent? And then you see a church and a woman, like a caped woman, knocking on the door, and it's like a storm. And then she takes this thing out of her bag and then continues banging on the door and then runs away, and then a nun opens the door. So the nun, I think there's some other bits, like you see the woman running away, and then the case opens, and there's an egg in it.
Yep.
I was like, oh my God, it's Yoshi.
That was the first thing you said, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I loved Yoshi. Is it sound like when he used to, like, oh, he was just really adorable.
Terribly abused in the video games.
Oh, I know.
Just jump and drop him to his death.
I know.
And then there'll be another Yoshi later on.
Different colours as well.
Yeah.
Loved Yoshi. That's really happened. I got a Yoshi. Yeah. All right. And then you see like a tunnel with some tracks, and then a man steps out behind some of the rocks and tells the woman off. I can't remember what he says. And there's a bit of a rock slide, and that's the end of that. Then the egg hatches. There's not a baby Yoshi in there. There's an actual baby.
There is.
With an
actual human babe.
With a weird rock, which becomes important later on. Then it says, Brooklyn now, you see a shop and you hear the radio and talking about another dimension. And then the phone rings, and then it's someone answers the phone, so it's Mario Plumbing. And you see like a young guy laying on a sofa who I thought was going to be Mario. It's not, it's Luigi. That's, let's see, what's his face? John.
Yep.
And then you see Mario, who's actually a lot older.
Yeah, he is the older brother.
I know, but like, I didn't think they... when you watch the game, they're like about the same age.
It's hard to tell, because they've both got such amazing moustaches.
Yes, I thought, I mean, you do.
Which
get
Luigi doesn't have in the film. No moustache.
This is what I mean. Like, I just thought they were about the same age. But, fine.
Yeah, always knew Mario was the older brother. But, yeah it's never established
the age gap.
No.
But when you look at them, they look pretty similar. So, they could be twins.
Maybe.
Or, Mario could be like a minute early. so they have to go out. They've got like some shower job. He's like, oh, come on, I've got to go. They get in this van. Luigi's thing is like, I've got a feeling about this.
Yeah, that's really irritating.
The whole thing was really irritating me from the start.
We're going to go this way. I got a good feeling about this alleyway. It's an alleyway, mate.
Yeah, whatever. He gets there, still beaten by this other company.
Scapelli.
Yeah. Can't think. So looking at... Okay. So they have shut down some building works because they're digging up dino bones.
Yep. University have found dinosaur bones.
So that Scapelli guy
who they paint out to be like a real bad guy, just like a businessman, running. The Mario Brothers hate him because his plumbing business is more successful. The bastard!
No, right? Curses.
Capitalist swine.
He's harassing a woman and saying, like, there's been a lot of women going missing in Brooklyn.
Just so we know he's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's a bit, bit harsh. Yeah. So he's threatening her. And so she goes to make a phone call because she wants more backup. Then you see two men sat in a yellow car. He said, oh, Cooper's going to kill us if we mess this up again. I was like, oh, Cooper. I know who Cooper was.
You know who Cooper was.
Then it's back to, like, the like the brothers, so Mario and Luigi.
Quick side note on Cooper. Coopers were the name of the turtles in the games.
Wasn't it like Spike and something?
Yeah, those characters called just Spike and someone.
Weren't they in like the TV program? Because it's like an animated version.
They might have been. Well, they're in one of the games. Because, yeah, Cooper and King Cooper. But the Coopers were the turtles. Like, the bad guy in Mario was Bowser.
Yeah, Bowser's the king in this film.
Yeah, he's not. Bowser's not in this film. It's King Cooper.
Yeah, that's the main guy.
Yeah.
But
is he supposed to be Bowser and they've changed his name to King Cooper?
No, because I think when I looked up who's playing who, Bowser is, I can't really say it now because it's going to spoil the plot of the story, but I think he's the one that comes out at the end.
He's definitely not.
Google it now whilst I'm talking about it.
I will do, but that's definitely not Bowser.
Then why have I written Bowser's down the name film? Of someone on here?
We'll get there.
Dennis Hopper, Bowser.
His character's called King Cooper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's someone on there called Bowser.
I'll Google it.
Google it.
But anyway,
they always
in one of the games, I'm pretty sure Bowser has like little children and one of them is called Spike. But in this film, they're King Cooper's cousins, I think it says later on.
Yeah. So, we're off track now. Where was I? So that the whole way through this, they're always saying each other's name, like trying to reiterate. Where Mario and Luigi? Because she didn't know.
She's a bit weird.
It's like, no, I don't constantly say your name all the time. Or you don't constantly say my name all the time. It doesn't make any sense. Ridiculous.
He is listed as Bowser in the credits. You're right. Anyway, back to the point.
They're also not dressed like the video game either. They're just in normal clothes.
He's listed as Bowser in one set of credits. And then when you click on the same credits, he's called King Cooper. Do you think they mean... He's both.
Maybe.
Weird. Anyway.
Because again, there's someone at the end, isn't there, who pops out onto the throne. Yeah. So he could be Bowser. Who knows?
Who knows?
So then, Luigi's on a payphone. Then this lady, who introduces herself as Daisy, is like waiting to use her phone. She's a bit impatient. He's just staring at her like a total perv. And then he's like, he gives her a quarter or something so she can phone up for backup. And Mario's like, I'll go talk to her. And he's like, oh, I can't. Anyways, she goes over to him, I think. Anyways, it's all a load of poop. And he screws up talking to her. It's all just really cringe. Mario
really,
steps in.
Really cringe flirting. Yeah, Mario has to handle his business.
God's sake, ridiculous.
It's all a load of shit.
Right, so she's looking. It's a load of shit. The acting is shocking. People who can actually act, it is awful. It's awful. So
I think it's pretty convincing.
It's not.
Hers isn't. His is.
Right.
He does a pretty convincing, I'm nervous, I don't know what to say. And Bob Hoskins does a pretty convincing, I got this.
Okay, fine.
Hers is a bit like, but the script is obviously utter dog shit.
It's garbage.
Like, the things they're saying, even though you can't see it on their faces internally, you can tell they're all just eye-rolling as they say everything.
They did a good job at attempting to polish a turd.
Yes, that's the best way to put it, yeah. They were given absolute shit to work with, and they did really the best they could. Fair play to everyone who was in that film. Like, you tried, bless you. But there's only so much you can do.
There's only so many rhinestones you can sprinkle on that. So they're saying to her, if you need, we can drive you back to the site. And then she's looking over at, like, the yellow car and then looking at them. And I still think she's like, no, maybe, given what's going on, yeah, maybe I will take a ride. I'm like, so you still would rather, take your bet chance with two random guys still over?
Yeah, there's a lot of girls going missing and that car looks over there quite suspicious with two strange men in it. So instead I'll get in this van.
That's broken down.
That's just broken down with two strange men.
Yeah.
Something doesn't add up.
Yeah, I still think I would rather walk. I'll chance it, walk on the busy streets and, you know, at least there'll be witnesses if I'm kidnapped. Anyways, she decides to get in the van with them. Mario gets it working and they get to the site and Luigi's like, do you eat? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, dinner? Yeah. It's like, tonight? Yeah, okay. That's six, okay? Great.
I eat dinner every day.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
Do you eat?
I'd be like, what kind of things do I eat? I would think it's something like really funny to say, but... So then that's that. She walks away and he's like, oh, you weren't going to ask. And he's like, where would you be about your big brother? I don't know. Probably sat playing his video game still.
Yeah, I'd be at home chilling, watching the telly like I was before you dragged me out.
Using my sock and watching porn.
Oh, dear.
So they go out for dinner and it's a double date. And okay, this again, it's like, I just don't understand the script. So the Mario's date is going like, so saying about, oh, we're just going to talk about his like dinosaurs or bones or something. And then Daisy's like, oh, we think that the dinosaurs were all destroyed in Brooklyn. And then Luigi's like, there were dinosaurs in Brooklyn? Yes. There were dinosaurs all around the world at certain points because the whole layout of the fucking earth was different. They all like merged and disappeared and...
I'm pretty sure it wasn't even called Brooklyn then. Can you believe it?
What a shocker. So, yeah.
Also, why the fuck is Mario's girlfriend not Peach?
I know. I thought she might have been, but no.
No. No Princess Peach also, in this film.
Also, Daisy
whatsoever.
In the game has brown hair, not blonde hair. And then, like, yeah. And then after that, yeah, after she's talking about the dinosaurs and stuff, his girlfriend, Mario's girlfriend's like, do you want to come and get a fake tan? What?
But the whole point of that is, you'll have to take that necklace off. Oh, I never take off my necklace with the piece of rock on it from when I was abandoned as a baby.
And you're like, oh, you're the shit thing in the egg then. Great.
Did you really throw in the thing about fake tan? Just
Couldn't she have just said,
yeah. That's a strange necklace.
Like, where did you get that garbage from? A thrift shop? And she'd be like, oh, actually, no. Did you find that at the park?
If they remade it now, she could say, where did you get that from? A thrift shop. And then they could play that song, Thrift Shop, in the background. I'm gonna pop some tag.
Missed a trick.
And would be better than the rest of this film.
Yeah, it would be.
Bad moving this film. I love this film.
So yeah, she said that she'd been abandoned by a baby. I was written down, I was bored. Then I realised who Luigi was. Then I got a bit more excited. And
I've written down, I'm bored.
Yeah. Then Luigi's like, oh, you know, Mario's raised me from a small child. He's like, my mother, my father. And he's like, you know, whatever.
Which means you'd hope there's quite a sizable age gap between them.
Yeah.
Because if Luigi was like two and Mario was like four, I mean, his dad. A bit weird.
Yeah. Then I thought, oh, maybe Daisy is Princess Peach. And I was like, oh, her name's Daisy. There was a Daisy.
There is a Daisy, yeah.
So that's my thought process whilst whatever was happening on the screen was happening. So that was cool. Then they go outside and you see the two people that were in the car saying about how they're going to kidnap the woman that's with Mario, thinking that was looking for who they're supposed to be looking for. It's not. They say take her. Then they're back at the dig site and they go down the tunnels. This is Luigi and Daisy. And then there's like a skeleton on like a dinosaur skeleton on the floor in the tunnel. And she's like, oh, it's like a brand new species. It's like this monster was trying to be a human being.
It's got opposable thumbs.
It's like, oh, fuck my life. So their kiss is interrupted because there's been like a sudden massive major leak. And then you see the two bad guys that are from, what's his name?
Scapelli's.
Scapelli's thing.
Flooding the site.
Yeah. Oh my god, this bit was fucking awful. So he's like, I know who's gonna fix this. We need a plumber. And Mario's like, oh, strap your belt on, kid. We're going in.
Not just any plumber, a super plumber.
I mean, my god. So then you've got this action packed plumbing scene. But I've got like. It's frantically trying to fix a fucking pipe. If we have a leak and the plumber doesn't come and do exactly what they've done in this, I will be sorely disappointed. They're where they're like talking about bits. Sounds like they're in the middle of a medical drama. Do they like, they're like scalpel, suction, like fucking house MD or something. Like
literally the most exciting plumbing scene ever. It's like the people who wrote it are like, do you know, have you ever seen a porn film where the plumber comes around to fix a leak, but he never fixes the fucking leak? They just have sex. And someone was like, yeah. He's like, well, in this scene, imagine that. But instead of sex, they fix the leak. And we make it just as exciting as porn. Yes.
But will there be titties? No.
No.
Lots
Super
of
Mario Brothers, for fuck's sake. We can't put titties in, but what we can do is fix a fucking leak. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. So, yeah, that's quite dramerific. And then you see the two blokes again, and they're like, oh, I sense it's her. It's definitely her. Then it goes back to the action-packed plumbing scene. The music is fucking horrendous. Isn't even, again, it doesn't match the film at all.
They're underground doing plumbing. It should have been that song from the underground level of the game.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Brilliant.
Missed no. the trick. No,
wasted.
It's not. It's
wasted.
Ridiculous.
In fact, that tune's not even in the film at all.
No. There's a lot of stuff they could have put in this film, but they didn't.
Who the fuck wrote this film?
So, Daisy's then kidnapped.
Arseholes.
And we're just like, where are you? And it literally is just like the echo.
What's he's like?
That's not that way. It's an echo. He goes, well, how do you know? It's like, I've been listening to pipes all my life. The biggest eye roll. I think my eyeballs touched my brain.
All
I was just.
I need to do your Luigi, where are you again?
Luigi, where are you?
Where are you?
Honestly, and then they're just shouting at each other, and then you see like her face come out of the wall.
Yeah,
like, do you know, like those things you put on your face, like the pins.
Yeah,
like
not
that.
A bad special effect for 1993. Oh, to be fair, though, that was all right.
So she's come out of the wall, and then you see her like he basically grabs hold of her. She comes out the wall, doesn't she? And he grabs hold of the stone around her neck.
Yep,
and pulls it off. And then he decides to jump through the wall. And then Mario's like, oh, no. But basically falls unspectacularly through the wall.
Yep.
And then there's some dodgy CGI. I guess it's CGI.
Yeah.
Whatever the equivalent
effects.
Was for then.
Dodgy effects.
Then they come fall out into a, like, a town. Like, a crowd of people. And it says, like, Cooper Union cancelled. Cool. So it's a train station. Great. They're in like a different world. So it's like a cityscape. And you hear lots of shouting. Literally just go, Luigi! Daisy! Luigi! Daisy! Luigi! Daisy! Whilst they really slowly push her into the cab.
Yeah, like really slowly as well.
Yeah, whilst they continue to shout pointlessly at each other. Like, what the fuck? So, yeah. And then you see little rat dinosaurs. And then you see like an egg in a pushchair. And someone goes to grab it.
Pushchair.
And she's like, don't touch my baby!
Also, why is someone trying to steal the egg?
What the fuck was wrong with its face? Like, there's people with like weird little animal lizardy type things.
Everyone looks all kinds of fucked up. And again, I've not seen anyone who looks anything like this in a Super Mario game. Not one. Ever.
Oh, then there was the treat of a guy with a weird looking lizard face that like appears from the shadows. Like, oh. Like, yeah.
Big mass. They're like 7 foot tall. Built like brick shit house, tiny little lizardy head, pea head, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? So, I was like, I don't remember seeing them in Mario.
Did I tell you what they were?
You did, yeah, it was a goober.
A goomba.
A goomba.
So, do you remember in the game you had the little, we used to call them turd men, because they looked like little brown shits with feet.
Yeah.
But they were tiny. Mario used to jump on their head and kill them. And in this film, they've made them 7 foot and pea lizard heads.
What the fuck? With stupid teeth.
How did you get there from there?
Oh, it's awful.
Do you know, we used to have lots of nicknames for the enemies. There was one that was like a snail type thing. It was all slimy. It was like a hard crash helmet shaped shell.
Yeah.
We used to call them bogeys with helmets.
Love it. See, I was always partial to the ghosts. They're little peekaboo ghosts. So they're really cute.
And remember the main ghost? He's called King Boo.
Yeah. Adorbs.
Love it.
But yeah, when you turn your back to them, they go, ah, like go towards you with their little arms out. You turn around and they hide their little faces.
They hide, yeah. Brilliant.
So cute. It's
Guess like, how many of them are in this film? That's right. Fucking none.
Again. But then they'll probably try and make them look ridiculous, like the fucking Goomba things.
I still don't understand the Goombas in this film. What? Madness.
So then they, oh yeah, so then you see lady who plays Aunt Petunia. So I was really happy there's actually someone from Harry Potter film in it. But I can't remember, I think she just plays Lana
or Lena.
Lena or something like that. And then you see the bad guy, he's saying that he needs the princess to make his plan work. And
Lena.
She's
all tits in this as well.
She is Captain Cleavage. And he said about how he needs the bit of meteorite that she wears around her neck. And then he basically needs to connect that piece to merge it into the dormant meteorite. And then the two worlds will merge. And the plumbers... Oh, then the two people turn up. And two blokes say that the plumber took the necklace. And then all of a sudden there's like a reward asking for two plumbers. That goes out across the town. Then they suddenly, I think something happens and someone notices their bloody tool belts they've got on.
Oh, we meet another character from the games. They run into a busker on the street.
Not yet. This is when they're running around trying to find something.
Oh, this is where they run into the old lady.
And she says like, oh, you shouldn't be wandering around without a weapon. And then all of a sudden she pulls out some like cattle prod.
Yeah.
And it's like, give me any Cooper coins. And then all of a sudden this lady like throws the old lady over the edge and she takes the necklace and she's a big lady with like special rocket boots. And he's like, He's like, you're going to give that rock back? That's what Mario asks. And she's like, come get it, big boy. And she just fucks off on her jet feet.
Jet feet. Love it.
Yeah. Again, where was this in the comic book? That could, or not comic book, in the game. That could be quite cool. Mario got rocket feet.
I'm not entirely sure that's not game inspired. I will check.
So then you see a man on a guitar whose name is Toad. Now, Toad was a mushroom, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's the little guy. So in the original games, the Toads were the ones when you beat the boss in the castle.
Hmm.
And he'd run up, and instead of the princess, there'd be them, and they go, thank you, but our princess is in another castle.
Yeah.
And it, yeah, they've got like mushroom shaped hats and he wears a little blue waistcoat.
Yeah, he's adorbs.
And in this, he's a busker with a weird circular haircut.
Yeah.
And you're like, not fucking Toad.
Not Toad.
It's not him.
It's not Toad. Then it's that police officers see they've got plumber tools and they go to Toad saying that he shouldn't be singing what he's singing. And then they go, oh, plumbers. And they just get arrested. And then the police car is like, what the fuck? So I was trying to work out, are they trying to do like a Mario Kart? Because where the way the police car works, it's got like a thing at the front, like a bulldozery bit, isn't it? And then it runs on like a bumper car, like on electrics.
Yeah.
Like, so is it supposed to be like a Mario Kart game? But it's obviously not. It's just everything in the film is like sparks and fires.
Was a Mario Kart game by 1993, was it?
Oh, Christ knows. Oh, was it other N64? I can't remember now.
No, it came before that.
But yeah, it's just the police car's weird.
The boots, sorry, just to interrupt, have actually got a proper name, the special jumping boots. They're called Thwomp Stomps. Thwomps in the game were the big grey bricks with spikes around the edge.
Yes.
So they've taken that and then turned them into boots to help you jump by calling them Thwomp Stompers.
Fair enough. That sounds like something BFG would say. Yeah.
So Mario Kart launched in 1992. So there were Mario Kart games. So maybe.
Loosely. I mean, it is.
But then if Mario Kart only came out in 1992, I imagine if this film came out in 93, they would have been making it in 92. So I can't. Might have not crossed over, but.
Oh, so they're going through, like the prison process, like getting put into this thing and they're getting like decontaminated. And I was like, I've literally written down. I mean, I really have no fucking idea what I'm watching.
I know, right?
It moves at such a strange pace.
Yeah.
And there's so much that just offends your eyeballs the whole way through it. And you don't know really what's going on.
I genuinely think, though, if they changed the main characters' names and called it something different, you'd just be like, this film's weird.
It's like a, yeah.
But the fact that it's supposed to be Super Mario Brothers and literally everyone in the world has heard of the Super Mario Brothers and knows what they look like and has a basic understanding of those games.
Yeah.
That, like you said, you're just like, this is quite offensive to me.
Well, it's like, I've not seen a drain pipe, he's fallen down. I've not seen a life up.
At no point has he picked up a magic flower to shoot fireballs.
No, he's not got a little star that's made him bigger.
He hasn't got a tail that's made him fly in a raccoon suit.
Also, at this point, was concerned about what the fuck Yoshi was going to look like if we ever saw a Yoshi. I actually don't even really know what Yoshi is, but it's cute and it makes cute noises.
That was a Yoshi noise, wasn't
it? It's so cute. So yeah, they go into like the prison bit and people are in actual cages.
Yeah.
Like cattle. Which is wonderful. Toad is
technically they're not people, are they? They're dinosaurs.
Yeah. So then Toad happens to be in the cage above them.
Yeah, just having a chat.
He's basically explaining about again about the meteorite and the two dimensions.
Do you know what's weird is that everyone on that side seems to know about the meteorite and the two dimensions. Like, Toad's a busker.
Yeah.
Why would he know about that?
Yeah.
But no one on our side
knows about it.
Has any idea?
No. Just, what the hell? So,
that doesn't add up.
It doesn't, no. So, the man, then you see the man, like the main guy, who you find out is King Koopa. And his hair actually is pretty cool. It looks like the spikes, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool sort of costume.
Dennis Hopper plays him.
Yeah. He is trying to find out. So he's got the Mario Brothers in a room to interview them. He says that his name is Larry, And he's asking basically about this meteorite piece. And he said about, they said, oh, he's heard bad things about King Cooper. And he says, oh, yeah, he's an egg-sucking son of a snake. And then he, like, suddenly goes mental. And then he hits, like, grabs hold of Luigi. He's like, I am King Cooper or whatever. And he's like, but you just called him an egg-sucking son of a snake. And I was like, what is going on?
The best part is he then goes, did I lie?
Yeah, and you're like, we don't know yet. Because they've literally just asked you a question or something. Like, they've just met you. I don't know, have you got an egg in your mouth right now? Like, I don't really understand. Also, I didn't know if snakes eat eggs. No, there's a lizard that eats eggs.
No idea.
Fuck's sake.
So, know nothing about snakes.
Then they end up in a... He takes them through to a room to de-evolve Toad.
Devo chamber.
Yeah. So they've got Toad in a chair. And they're going to de-evolve him to a crustacean. So they've got, like, a Jurassic crustacean.
Yeah.
Like, all the ages of dinosaurs. So then he, like, says he wants to take people back to, like, the simpler times. Or something. So then he, like...
organisms, doesn't he, or something?
Yeah, so he, like... Toad's head basically turns into one of the Goombas. He turns into a Goomba.
Yeah, turns him into a Goomba. Still got his shit swirly haircut.
And he's still got his harmonica around his neck. Yeah. Which is how you might identify him later on in the film, if you care to keep watching.
And that's when Cooper reveals he's descended from a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Well. You're like, oh.
Don't care.
Makes no difference.
Yeah. And, yeah, Goombas. Then there's like a weird, I don't even know what, because a lot of time I was just spacing out because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Then all of a sudden they have like a bit of a fight and they push Cooper into the chair. And then he's like, I'll kill that plumber. If I don't really know what he did to him, nor do I really care. Then there was like...
They devolved him, but... Not far enough.
Oh, okay.
It sort of comes back a bit later in the film.
Okay.
But yeah, there's, and then he starts going through weird bits where his face like stretches.
Okay. Great. Then they're running away and they see the Goombas and then they're on a zip line and then they take a police car and I was like, there's a big thing about sparks and fires and they're driving the cars.
Yeah, like the cars make loads of sparks, but the fires is they drive through bits and you'll randomly just see. Flames burst up from somewhere.
Like, what the fuck?
For no fucking reason.
And then I've written down, I can't work out if this dimension is supposed to be reflect something more futuristic. I just couldn't really get what they're getting at because it was like.
It takes me back to that review though where that guy compares it to Blade Runner and I'm like, if that was the thing they're going for. A blade, futuristic Blade Runner world. They went really fucking wrong.
Massively.
It's like half futuristic, half in the past.
This is what I didn't understand.
Doesn't add up.
No. I just didn't get it at all. It was really weird.
Not add up in the slightest.
Really, really weird. So then, yeah, there's lots of fire. They're like bomb cars. They go down a tunnel that's not finished and then they crash out of it. He's like, well, brake. He's like, this car's not got any brakes. Why? Because you see the police car crash into the wall, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So they've not got brakes.
They don't have brakes. They just disconnect from the electricity thing above the top and crash to stop.
Like bumper cars.
Futuristic.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, They crashed and Luigi into what they said was fungus.
Yeah.
Fungus. And he's like, oh, this giant booger saved us. I was like, that does not look like fungus.
It looks like it's not.
Also, like, where, other than the mushrooms, where is there loads of fungus in the games?
That's literally what they're copying. They're referring to the mushrooms in the game, the actual... Mushrooms.
Capped mushrooms. Yes. They haven't got different
have
kinds
turned
of fungi.
Into fungi in this film. And by fungi, we mean snot. Because that's in, like, how they've made it look.
guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
But so, yeah, so that they go from mushroom. It's a bit like with the Goombas. How did you get from that to what you've put on the screen there? It doesn't add up.
I mean, there's like later on, like, I don't know when it is, it's coming up soon. They'd like, there's different kinds of mushrooms that you see and they do different things. And you're like, okay, that's kind of cool.
Technically in the games, as that I know of, there's three types of mushrooms. The ones from the game that made him get bigger.
Yeah.
And then in life Mario up. Kart, you had the...
Red and green.
Well, you did have the life up mushroom, didn't you? That's two. In Mario Kart, you've got three different ones, actually. One that makes you big, one that gives you lots of speed boosts, and one that gives you one speed boost.
Yeah.
So I suppose, yeah.
I suppose,
that's,
yeah.
That's kind of game-inspired, except for how it's they not. Make it look most of the time.
Yeah. Then you cut to like a mud, they're in a big desert.
Yep.
Then you cut to like a mud bath, which is just so weird. And then you see Aunt Petunia's tits like in this top. I mean, that is like mental. So she's talking to Daisy. So she goes into, but you see all the women in prison, don't you?
Yeah.
Going back a bit.
Yep.
And they're going, oh, apparently looking for a princess, but it can't be one of us. Great. And Mario's girlfriend's in there.
Yep.
So then is it Lena?
Yeah, yeah.
Goes in and she's like, oh, yeah, you're Princess Daisy. And it all later is like, what? Don't care. And she's like, you've got your mother's eyes. Wonderful.
And so Lena, you've got the tits of a woman half your age.
I know. Then it cuts back to the two blokes, the cousins, getting evolved. So they're a bit cleverer. And he's hoping they'll be able to catch the plumbers. And then they have, for some reason, an English accent. As if that makes them smarter.
Well, it does. In film logic, if you've got an English accent,
you're either evil
or clever. There's no in between. Or both. Which is what they're supposed to be. Clever bad guy, English accent. It's a Hollywood law.
I know, I just don't get it. Most people I speak to are neither of the above. I'm including myself in this. I have to listen to myself in my head all the time.
And I'm fucking dumb, yo. It's true, though. It's just a rule of Hollywood.
Hell. So anyways, Daisy is asking, is hearing about her mother's story, like, where does she go? What happened to her? Effectively, she took something and she's got in trouble for it. And she's like, where's my father? Is he still alive? And she's like, well, yeah, if you can call him alive. Okay, cool. Back to the desert. I haven't written anything down because I was bored. I think they're just walking.
Walking, talking.
Then it goes back to Daisy and you see this little dinosaur walking towards her. And like, Cooper's watching her, isn't he? And then he's like, oh, yeah, this is our family pet, Yoshi. I was like, okay, so he's a full-on...
Just a proper dinosaur.
He looks like a velociraptor. I was like, do not trust those motherfuckers. They are evil.
He tries to be cute, doesn't he? But it don't really work.
It don't really work. Because all I kept thinking about was fucking Jurassic Park. I was like, that thing, look out for more, because they work in packs. If I learn anything, thank you, Chris Pratt. You can try and tame those motherfuckers. They'll hate you unless there's a T-Rex, and they might, if you've given them enough food, help you out. But there is no guarantee.
I'm offended that you referred to Jurassic World and then said, thank you, Chris Pratt. Offended.
Why?
Because you could have referred to the proper Jurassic Parks.
I don't like any of them.
I don't care about Jurassic World. I do, I quite liked it, but Jurassic Park's better.
The only bit I really liked in that was when they saw the dinosaurs for the first time. And other than that, it literally gave me nightmares, like reoccurring nightmares of me running around my school and a dinosaur trying to eat me.
See, I had nightmares about Jurassic Park as well, but mine were all based around a shirtless Jeff Goldblum. And that weird laugh he does all the way through his home.
All right, penguin.
What the fuck? There's a bit when he like growls at something. Is he laughing or
so weird? Yeah. Yoshi's a proper dinosaur.
No long extending tongue.
No.
No saddle on his back.
No. No cute wellies.
Not even the right colour green.
No. He doesn't have wellies.
Fucking bullshit.
The fuck? And then he says, like, oh... He goes up to her and he, like, starts sniffing her, saying, like, oh, you're so fresh and so clean. And he's like, don't fight it. You've always known you're different. And then he says that she's descended from dinosaurs. Hence the egg. And then he tries to kiss her. He's like, was this the first time being kissed by a lizard? I was like, that's really unnecessary. But again, it's really weird. Really weird. I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Hi, I watched this film inspired by a kid game, and here we'll have a suggestion of rape by a lizard man.
Yeah. It's like, my God. No wonder they say us kids that watch stuff in the 90s are fucked. Yeah. We've got a warped sense of life. If you're not watching weird shit like this, and it was animals in Farthingwood where they're like threading mice on spikes and thorns, you're like, the fuck is this? I just finished school and I'm watching animals die. What is this? It's acceptable because it's on CBBC.
It's animated, so you kill as many animated animals as you want and then go, it's for the kids so it's they learn.
Based on a book. It's almost educational. Yeah. So, anyway, those two blokes found Mario and Luigi, and they, I think, I don't know if they're supposed to be good guys or bad guys, but I think they teamed up.
Yeah, they did team up.
So they got, I've written tied up, where's Daisy? Or something.
They have to...
Oh, yeah, they tie them up.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, a little slagging match, and I think it's like, oh, where's Daisy, butt breath? Okay. Great, Bart Simpson. It's great, yeah.
Terrible.
Then Mario asks about the rock, and they said that their cousin Cooper's been wants to be the ruler of both worlds. And then they say, "Oh, we know who can help." Oh, they mentioned who had the rock, and I went, "Oh, Big Bertha." Big Bertha. Okay, cool. I was like, "What a name!"
Fucking lazy ass. Character naming.
Yeah.
Big Bertha.
Big Bertha. Sounds like a boat.
Looks like a boat.
Sounds like a boat name.
Who said looks like a boat?
But she does like a boat. She's cool.
What?
Oh, just sounds like a boat name.
Okay. I was just confused. We've cleared that up. Let's move on.
Yeah, port side on Big Bertha. So then it's back to Daisy and the awful Yoshi, and he's like chewing at his chain, trying to look all sad. And she's like, oh yeah, both prisoners here. Great. Then you see the faces of the goobers are written down. But, oh, there's like a fight and someone puts a plunger on the face of a goober. Or Goomba.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, oh, great.
Plumber fight. There's a plunger on his face. Hits him with a wrench. Yeah, we get it. They're plumbers.
Yeah.
We know.
It's like, can you get any more plumbing references in there? We'll try and shoehorn some.
My favourite thing is that in the games, they're plumbers, and there is literally no plumbing paraphernalia anywhere.
Other than pipes.
Just pipes. That's it.
Yeah. Also, how... Yeah, it's another question for another day.
Yeah, let's just power through. The more we talk, the more we have to think.
So they must have, yeah, but they must have had high hopes for this film because they've got decent actors in this, and they've got it so wrong, so wrong,
so bad,
so bad. Then there, I said actually, there's some awesome music. So they're in a club scene, and it's like some sort of like snazzy '90s music, but like the Cardigans or something. It sounds like a bit like that. That kind of bit like 90s grunge. It's really cool.
No idea.
And then the moment that lifted me even more than finding out who Luigi was. Literally, they played the fucking dinosaur song. Everybody get on the floor. Everybody wants the dinosaur.
Literally the best moment of the whole film.
Yeah. I was like, you fucking love this song.
And it's about 8 seconds long.
I know.
Or did they do a whole dance to it? I can't remember.
No, they're doing the same dance to that like kind of cool grungy 90s song. But that's when you see a 90s poster and then someone calls them in. And then they see Big Bertha and he's like, oh, I'll go charm her. Mario says, I'll go charm her. And he, like, punches him in the face. Then they start dancing. He goes, well, do you want to punch me again or do you want to dance with me? So they have a little slow dance. He keeps, like, eyeing up the stone, which happens to be resting on her cleavage.
Tits.
Yep, or tits. He does, like, a little bit of a, like, a little trick and takes her necklace, and that's when the dinosaur song comes on. And I was like, yes. I was like, I'm over the moon.
But it literally comes on, and he's already left.
Yeah.
You get it for, like, 20 seconds, and then we're out of there.
Yeah.
Like, great.
So
finally got excited about something in the film. You fucking ruined it.
No. They come back in again. They've only got necklace up into the air. It lands on like some of the roof bits. And then Lena sees it and then drinks this weird drink. She always makes like twitchy movements, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's quite twitchy.
And then all of a sudden, like, Bertha's helping them. And they run into a room. I don't even
know. Because she fancies Mario because he seduced her. With his sexy dance.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Remember that from any of the games?
Huh?
Don't remember that from any of the games.
No, I don't either.
Mario grinding on some women.
Could you imagine? Then they, like, jump into a trash car truck. Luigi has taken something. Can't remember what. Then you go into a room and you see something slimy hanging from the ceiling. That is more fungus.
Yar.
Then they're tipped out of the truck. And then you hear Cooper making some weird pizza order. Like, hold the worms. So what is going on? What the fuck is going on? And then they talk about a plumber's night. Oh, God. They're underground. Or go into this room and it's all these pipes. He's like, oh, look, this is like a plumber's nightmare. They've not been serviced for years. Oh, my God, I get it. I get it. You're supposed to be Mario and Luigi. There is literally not one part of this where I can go, yeah, that's in the game.
No, nothing. What are you... there is, actually. There's one.
Yeah?
One almost completely game accurate thing in this film.
What's that?
We'll get there.
Okay. Oh, God. Then they're in the costumes. The red and green costumes.
Yeah, they find some maintenance little hat, outfits, some red and green.
Which is great. And then they're in the lift with some of the Goombas and they're trying to get out. Some of them are like got the little weird lizard heads and others have got like dinosaur heads. Basically make them dance and move to the music so they can climb out the top of the lift. Then the toad one comes in to the prison where Daisy's sat, bringing her in some raw meat. And she's like, I don't eat that, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat anything with a face. Right? she's like, have you got any, like, steamed vegetables? Probably not.
He blows his harmonica just in case.
Yeah. And I was like... the whole place is apparently covered in fungus. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone's like dinosaurs. They're probably not going to have.
They don't like. They're like,
no. So then she Lena comes in and Toad, like, plays his harmonica and pulls out a knife. Lena pulls out the knife on Daisy. And then all of a sudden, you see Yoshi's tongue shoot out and, like, knock the knife out of her hands.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
They did include his springy tongue.
Wow.
Sort awesome. Of. Then he bite her as well.
Yeah. Probably, I don't know.
But so, she runs off.
Yeah, she does run off. Yeah. Then Mario and Luigi get out of the hatch. And Toad is on fire. And Daisy puts him out. And then the cousins are like helping the thing. So, like, were they good guys now? I'm so confused.
Then they take her to. Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember now.
They are, yeah, they are working with them.
Then somehow she ends up in a room with Cooper, who says that the fungus is her father. It's like, what the fuck am I. What am I actually watching? What happened to this being about Mario Brothers? There's some guy who's some weird... It looks like a dog's lipstick, doesn't it? Like the way, like,
for fuck's sake. No, it doesn't at all.
Oh. Like a bit comes down from the middle. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It's like Ash Dan, isn't it?
Like a dog's lipstick.
That's the only way it's more I can like describe it.
A snot bubble coming out of a kid's nose. It could, which it couldn't be any further from a, a dog's lipstick. Oh my god. I'm gonna vomit. It's so rank. Snot bubble comes down from the ceiling.
And what, she's like, oh yeah.
Used to be the king is her dad. It's let's get back on track. And,
so,
Jesus.
So they're like, oh, this is back to like Mario and Luigi.
Please get back to Mario and Luigi.
And he's asking why he made them do that, like dance. He's like, well, everyone loves to dance and have that good kind of a feeling. So then they do like, they're trying to get over something. Can he just like jump and he's flying? You're like, oh, look, I'm flying. This is amazing. You just, you know, trust me. I've got a good feeling about this. That is like a recurrent thing through the whole fucking film. Anyway, he goes, oh, no, hang on, wait. I'm attached by my tool belt. No, wait, Mario. And Mario like jumps and falls down. Oh, a fucking pipe, isn't it?
Like a, no, it's like a mine shaft.
And then the fungus gets him and it turns into a trampoline and he shoots up in the air. Oh, yeah.
Because obviously.
I just couldn't anymore. Then there's Yoshi in a room. He like does something to, or indicates to a gun, but the way he was doing it reminds me of like that Skippy and Lassie type thing. What's that, Skip? The kids have fallen down the mine shaft. And it's just like this poor animal that's probably been prodded to death, like trying to train it to do something.
Well,
it's like
Skip, Timmy's fallen down the well again.
Yeah, like flicking its head or going up a bit higher. Oh my god. Oh my god.
It is so like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the perfect way to put it.
It's ridiculous. So then, okay, so days, this is like, I haven't written a lot down because I honestly was giving up. Oh my god, just giving up this film. Then Daisy's like in a room and she's on a speaker and she's going, Luigi? Luigi? Mario? Mario? So obviously every fucker can hear it. And then she gives away where she is. Wait, why? Oh my god. Oh my god. And then they oh,
this film's fucking brilliant.
Then they see like a mushroom spinning, and he's like, "Oh, look at this mushroom! It's communicating with us." I was like, "Or oh, it's just a spinning mushroom."
No, it is because it's the king. It's the king.
Fucking spinning mushroom. My head was.
But I like the fact that like Luigi's like, "Ah, oh, we got to trust the fungus. It's trying to talk to us. It's helping us all along," and. He has no basis of that whatsoever,
no.
Apart from a lot of coincidences involving the fungus.
He's got that feeling.
He's got that feeling inside his bones.
So, like, he's the one who's always got this feeling. He's like, trust the fungus. And then Mario's like the one who literally believes fucking nothing, but will go in there and just fight for the fucking sake of it.
Yeah. Exactly that.
Lena has now been tasked to be arrested by Cooper because she has run off with the fucking stone.
Yep. She's going to go merge the dimensions.
And then Daisy decides to take Luigi to meet her father. Like, I know it's a little bit strange. I want you to meet my father. And he's like, he got turned into a fungus, I suppose. And he was like, oh, it's obviously him trying to communicate with us through the fungus. I'm like, I would have a lot of questions. I still... What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, oh, she could have put, like, those glasses with a nose and a moustache, like, on the bit that came out. Like, just, see? Definitely human.
That would have been amazing. Oh, my God. I want to watch it again now, but get lit glasses and mustache cut out and us put it on ourselves.
Do you know that one when it's like when you watch something like the kid that's like, there's a monkey on the roof, fuck off, and then it comes up with the glasses and the spliff.
The Thug Life thing. Or like the bits
of fungus.
The memes on the internet where people like, have you seen the Ryan Gosling one? Ryan Gosling won't eat anything, won't eat his beans or something like that. And this bloke's just taking loads of Ryan Gosling clips, and every time he just holds a spoon up to the screen. Every time he gets to the screen, is just as Ryan Gosling's face turns away. I just want to do something like that.
That's
but
amazing.
For this, it'd be fucking brilliant.
Oh. So yeah, so she introduced him to her fungus father. He's a fun guy.
It's the second time you've tried to shoehorn that joke in.
It's not working, is it?
It's not working, no.
Then all of a sudden she remembers, oh, Daniela, who happens to be the name of Mario's girlfriend, which I don't think we ever found out until she said it.
The best bit, because Mario doesn't know she's there,
no.
Does he? And
obviously
she mentions Daniela, and Mario says, ah, oh, I promised her a ticket to WrestleMania.
Yeah. What? I was like, okay, Mario, let's go one thing at a time. Let's try and make a film that actually relates to the fucking video game before we worry about WrestleMania.
Where the fuck did that come
from?
Just
ridiculous. Like, yeah, I love how you've not thought about her once until now. Oh, I'm going to take a WrestleMania. Oh, that's ridiculous.
I've gone. What?
So he asks where she is, and he's like, oh, she's at the Goomba Barracks. Great. So then...
the Goomba Barracks!
Oh, dear. I'll carry on.
It's so fucking mental.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? I'm so happy you made me watch this.
Whoever wrote this film
also,
must have
might,
taken so much fucking acid.
Might I just add that at this point, actually... quite a while ago, you'd fucked off and left me in the living room to watch this on my own. Oh, I've just got to go and download something on Destiny. I've just got to go and do this. I'm just going to pop upstairs quick. He's laying on a bloody bed with the eldest watching his iPad, left me to watch his utter garbage all on my own. I was like, oh, I knew it was going to be really fucking great when you just fucked off and left me watching this. You're like, I knew it was going to happen. Oh, good for you. Good for you. Fucking Goombas. Right, so...
the Goomba Barracks.
Yeah, fucking Goomba Barracks.
To be fair, this of all the films we've watched, I've probably watched this one more than all of the rest put together.
Why? I can't believe how she's just enraged me, this film.
It's just fucking mental. It's so terrible that I absolutely love it.
Anyways, they... Cooper's preparing for the fucking invasion. Wonderful. Petunia's been arrested. Great. They're in...
Just Petunia now.
I know, because I can't remember my name.
Fucked. Bad enough.
This is ridiculous. Oh, so then they're... So Mario climbs into the room.
I can't look at you while you're talking. You're so cross.
I'm so angry. Well, how have we done an hour and a minute so far of talking about this shit? It's just me raging and you laughing.
I don't think I'm going to edit this one at all. I'm going to leave all this in.
Just, is it just, gold?
It suits the film.
So Mario's crawling in on a ladder above the room. You're literally crying. And then he catches eye, makes eye contact with Daniela. And she's like, oh. And he's like, shh, 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 shh.
I'm crying because like, I know what you're about to say.
Really exaggerated. Pointing to doors, but just be quiet and don't tell anybody. And then she goes up to tell one of her friends. So to be fair, I'd be this friend in real life. And she's like, got to be really quiet. But my boyfriend Mario's up there. She points. And so she looks up. She's got to be quiet. She goes, oh, hi, Mario. In what fucking world would you actually do that? I was like, are we in a parallel universe? It's also fucking, oh, that's just be a dick. And just shout out loud, and your friend's like, yeah, mate, just play it cool and just be quiet. So, yeah.
Your face when she did that as well was a picture. You were actually like, is she a fucking moron?
Oh, God. So, I've written down Hell Cooper because I think I quite liked it because I kept thinking, Hell Hydra.
That's what the copper says to him, that he brings him the rock back.
Yeah.
Hill Cooper.
Yeah. Right.
Hill Hydra.
Then there's a scene which is a mattress down a drainpipe.
Mattress right down a drainpipe. So they do.
They're
go
all
down,
chasing. So they're going down a drainpipe. Yeah. So I was like, fine. I was like,
is it is technically that a drainpipe? Technically, and it's an air vent, but we'll
go drainpipe.
We'll say drainpipe to give him the benefit of the doubt. And
yeah.
No mattresses in the games.
No mattresses in the game. Oh, also, there's other bits. You just go down a certain drainpipe and you'd have all the little coins you could get. Doink, doink, doink. Like getting all the little coins. That was wonderful. I've written down Trust the Fungus again. I think that was for Mario.
Yeah, Luigi gives him one. Then he like picks it, gives it to him, puts it in his pocket. Trust the Fungus.
Great.
Okay.
Lena tries to grab the stone off somebody, falls in and gets electrocuted, but still managed to run off with a rock. There's these little, the little ticky bombs. I'm pretty sure they're in the games.
Yeah, that's the little feet. I was talking about earlier, that the only difference is in this, their little feet say Reebok on and they didn't in the games.
I did see that. I was like, oh, please.
But yeah, Bob-ombs.
Yeah, they were cute.
And now every time I hear about Bob-ombs, I think about Scott Pilgrim and his band. We are a sex Bob-omb.
So they were cute. So he sort of turns it and off it walks, but it takes a long time to blow up. Then the bomb falls down some of the fungus. Something about connecting the parts. So Lena connects the part, but she gets electrocuted well bad and turns into a skeleton. Yeah,
and then daisies it, but she wedges it in and the worlds start to merge.
Yeah.
But when the worlds start to merge, it's literally two buildings. Cooper and some Goombas and Mario are like the only people who merge.
Yeah, but they like pixelate, and I was like, "Oh, is that the snap?"
it's like Infinity War. Is this where they got it from? That's what you said. I was like, probably not. Like, when they're on the other side as well, Cooper uses one of his Devo guns and turns Scapelli into a monkey.
He does, yeah. Oh, that monkey is cute.
And then goes, monkey.
Yeah, I was like.
You couldn't have written a better line for an actor like Dennis Hopper than her monkey.
Yeah, it's actually not a monkey, it's a chimp.
But yeah, then Daisy and Luigi get the bit back out, so it unmudges the world. That's where he then winds up the bomb.
Yeah.
Because it walks towards him, doesn't it? And then it falls down.
Yeah.
And then starts going around in the fungus, and there's a fight off.
Yeah, in the Cooper meantime. Turns into like a big lizard dinosaur. Then a bomb goes off and he turns into slime.
Mario and Luigi shoot him with the Devo guns and he gets more and more lizard and slimy and goopy and stuff. And then the bomb goes off.
Then for some reason they're like flying around, waving, wearing the boots.
Yeah.
Everyone's dancing. The fungus turns back to the dad, sat on a throne.
Oh, in the credits he's just called the King.
Yeah. Oh, is he? Oh.
Also, he's like a really famous actor
as well.
And he spends the whole time as Snot.
Yeah.
I don't know. You carry on. I'm just going to find out
who the
actor
was.
So
then the wall goes solid. So now we can go back through again. And then she like uses the stone to open it up. But it says she can't leave. So then they kiss and then they walk away. And it says 3 weeks later. And they're like, stop moping with Luigi. I was like, well, he did just leave the person that he loved in another like alternate universe, but whatever.
The King was Lance Henriksen, who you would know best as the robot in the film Aliens.
Oh, my God.
That guy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Spends the entire film as bogeys.
He doesn't even speak.
I think at the end, doesn't he? When he just comes out, he coughs, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's like, oh, that, I can't remember what he says.
He's got like one line. He says, oh, plumbers or something.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous. Then basically they're talking about how they've saved like the thing from the alternative whatever universe.
Yep.
So that's why they call them the Super Mario Brothers.
Yep. That's on that TV program, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Then, all of a sudden, Daisy reappears with a big gun. She's like, you're never going to believe this. And I think he's like, oh, I can believe it. And then I was like, and then she just pauses.
Mario's like, I believe. Yeah, I believe in everything now.
Yeah. I was like, okay, that's the end. Wonderful. Now, it comes up at the bottom saying like the song that's going to come up on the credits was called Almost Unreal. I was like, Yes, that fucking sums up the film. Almost unreal. Couldn't have picked a better fucking song title than that, because that was fucking garbage. Right, let me just find out where I've written my scathing review.
Scathing.
It's not scathing. Nothing in this film relates to the game. So how the fuck did they get here? How do they go? These really merry little games where you jump around and you try and save a princess. They kind of save the princess, but she does most of the work herself. If
really, it's like pioneering a female hero.
Yeah.
She's not really. They make her, try to force her to be a damsel in distress, but then also kind of force her to be a hero too.
Yeah.
Which bit is weird.
Great. But they're like not, it's nothing like the game.
No. Of course so not. It's a video game film. They're never anything like the game.
Then why? Why call? Just why? I just don't get it. I mean, I suppose I don't know how you could make a film based on the games. But I guess what you could do is they could fall down a fucking, like in Enchanted. Do you like how she falls down a well and comes out as a real person on the other end?
Yeah.
Could they not have done something like that where they go out as real people, hop out, and are like, what the fuck? Why are these little people with mushroom heads talking to me? Am I on acid? Like, what the fuck is going on? And also, they've got to fight like an actual monster and they've got to do the actual game. That would have been really interesting.
Compared to what they made, literally anything would have been really interesting.
Just, it, like, yeah.
This is what I said earlier, though. If you change the character names and call it something different, you'd just be like, it's a weird film, but you'd
accept it a bit more. Yeah, yeah.
You'd be a bit more forgiving to it. Just be like, well, they tried something. I don't think it really worked, but it was original and they thought out of the box. But by putting all of the Super Mario Brothers names on there, you're like, this isn't Super Mario Brothers. Like, what? Exactly what you said. How the fuck did you get here?
And like, I don't even think, other than the little bombs, there's not a lot that they could have done so much more. Like, maybe they could have the chases like Mario Kart. Maybe the police cars could have had stuff shoot out the back. Well, I know that they had maybe not been around, but
yeah,
you know, they got Koopa coins. Yeah, Koopa coins. I think are in the games.
Collect coins in the games. Yeah, yeah.
So fine.
Again, but you know. Toad, why do the Goombas look like that? Why do Toads look like that? If you're going with the lizard theme as the bad guys as well, like, wouldn't it have made more sense for, instead of the Goombas, to use the Koopas?
Yeah.
Which is the walking humanoid turtle characters.
Yeah.
Would have fitted better.
Yeah. This is really strange.
Yeah, none music. Of it adds up.
They miss a trick with the music.
Yeah.
Again, like, I can't actually say what I want to try and say, because I can't work out what the fuck they're trying to do with it.
You summed it up perfect. Like, how did you go from that game to that film? Where is the link? And the answer is fucking nowhere.
No,
there isn't an answer. It doesn't make any sense.
Unsurprisingly, it fucking bombed when it came out.
Oh yeah.
But then all of a sudden, it's found another, like, thing, and apparently it's what class is like a cult film.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How?
Massive. Because that's what cult films are. They're films, like, the reason you watched it is because I've got you to watch it, because I love it. And I love it because it's so bad.
Yeah, I can't see past the bad.
It's dreadful. It's terrible. And it's kind of funny because of it,
maybe. I guess there's all films you've watched when you grow up which you know are a bit diabolical, but you love because you grow up.
Everyone's
watching them.
Got guilty pleasure films.
Yeah,
this is definitely one of my guilty pleasure films.
Oh Lord, it.
I know it's awful, and yet, you know, I wandered off watching it, but I know everything that's going to happen, and could have probably told you beforehand the plot of the film, like you've written down there. And in a year's time, I'll probably watch it again.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, and I think there's going to be, and they're making another version.
I haven't seen anything about this.
Oh, I looked it up and they said it's coming out in 2022, so I won't be watching that either. You can watch it first and let me know what you think.
Okay.
2 out of 5.
But then I say I like this one, so.
Yeah, I know.
2 out of 5 is generous.
And is cringeworthy.
Again, kind. I think you're being kind.
There's good actors in it. I don't understand. They must have had high hopes for it. It must have been a really big film. They must have put a lot of money into it.
It's got a massive name attached to it.
Yeah.
So people are going to...
Oh my God, I forgot the other bit. So halfway through the credits, like a mid-credit scene.
Oh yeah.
And it's the cousins. And they were saying, we want to make a video game about your experiences. And I thought it was going to be Luigi and Mario. And I was like, ha ha! I actually laughed out loud for the first time. And then they were like, the cousins were like, ha ha! Don't care.
And they like the Super Koopa cousins.
Yeah,
or something.
Super Koopa cousins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Brilliant. It was an experience. So yeah, cheers for that. What are you going to watch next?
So next we are going to watch. We're going to sort of stick with a theme again.
Okay.
This last one links into this one. So we're going to watch another film that will make you think you're absolutely tripping balls.
Oh, okay.
But for different reasons. It's also Heath Ledger's final film.
Oh, am I going to cry?
You might.
Oh,
you
no.
actually might. It's called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Oh, is that Johnny Depp or something in it as well?
So I read you the cast here because I've got the DVD in my hand.
Mm.
Heath Ledger, Christopher Plummer, Vern Troyer, Andrew Garfield, Lily Cole, Tom Waits, Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell, and Jude Law.
Oh, okay.
And I'll explain to you after you've watched it why it's got Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell, and Jude Law in.
Okay. Oh, God.
That will become clear.
I wonder if I can guess.
You might work it out now from that and when we watch it.
Oh, yeah. I might cry now. Bless his heart. Great. Well, at least that's something to look forward to.
Oh, you'll like this one.
I think I'll take the bitter taste out of my mouth of having to watch that fucking dog shit. Oh, my God. Well, I hope you enjoyed listening to me rant and rave.
Now we're off to watch the Mortal Kombat film from 1995.
No. Why do I want to watch that? You said it was shit.
Have you heard the theme song?
No.
Oh, my God. I will play you the theme song in a minute.
Okay.
Which they use about 408 billion times in the film. And then you'll be like, I'm so pumped to watch Mortal Kombat.
Okay, cool. Well, on that note, if you want to get hold of us, you know where we're at. Hit us up with anything you want to tell us about or your views if you've watched Mario Brothers. And until next time, that's ciao for now.
Ciao.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.